This is 16-9, the podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. 16-9 has been online now for more than a decade, writing about and filtering the BS in the digital signage industry. Now it's also a podcast, a chance to talk to smart people doing interesting things in this business. You can listen to episodes online, grab it from iTunes or Google Play, or use your favorite podcast app to grab the RSS feed. 16-9 is sponsored and supported by ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. This week, I'm speaking with Wayne Razor, who runs the digital signage side of the business for Fast Signs, a traditional printing company that's helping its 600-plus franchisees around the world stay competitive. Based in Dallas, Wayne has a busy gig educating his own company and its franchisees on how to get into and operate a very different line of business. In our talk, he concedes it's not always easy, but there are traditional sign shops who've made the jump and they're thriving. Wayne talks about how it all works and about his experience working with a main partner, Google. So Wayne, tell me about Fast Signs. I know what it is, but I'm sure there's lots of people out there who've maybe driven by a Fast Signs franchise and that's about all they know.
So Fast Signs, typically what everybody thinks is they think it's a banner and graphic shop. You know, you need a happy birthday banner, that's where you go. And Fast Signs really, I guess when we started out just over 30 years ago as a franchise, that's what it was. We did banners, we did graphics, very basic cut vinyl and those kinds of things. And over the years, we've evolved into moving from cut graphics into digitally printed graphics. Now these digitally printed graphics can go on to banners, they can go onto vehicles, they can go onto signs, they can go onto plaques, they can go onto anything. And so the past 3 or 4 years, we've brought out a brand slogan of more than fast, more than signs, trying to get them the idea that we do a lot more than just signs, and we do them a lot more than just fast. And so, I mean, we have guys that have done projects for major professional teams, for Fortune 500 companies, large national rollouts, as well as doing stuff for Bob's Coffee Shop down the street. And it's everything from a full comprehensive solution. So we've really tried to get out the idea and in the recent years, moving into digital signage and digital media and digital content. That's kind of a network of right now about 622 independently owned and operated stores or centers all over the world in about 9 countries. So we've got a large footprint, the lion's share of them being in the U.S., but they're all independent businesses. We have no company stores, and we're out trying to keep the brand consistent and try to bring comprehensive solutions.
Mm-hmm. So you are kind of point man on the digital signage portfolio, right?
I am. I've been here for a little over 3 years, and I got brought in mainly to focus on digital signage. They realized that it was a product line and a market that needed primary focus. We don't really have this for any other core product, and this is becoming a core product for us. We're slowly working into it. And I came in with experience in the outdoor industry, exterior electrical signs, LED signs, as well as a little bit of indoor, and brought all that experience in to do a lot of both indoor and outdoor. And so the focus has been bringing a support system into it and driving up adoption.
So what does your gig involve?
Most of it, you know, when I started, our CEO said, she says, you're probably going to spend 60% of your time supporting the network, doing how do I do this? What do I need for this? And I would say that's pretty accurate. Probably about 20% of my time spent evaluating different platforms, software, hardware, looking at the partners we want to look into. I mean, we recommend things out to our network. However, because they're all independently owned and operated, they still have the option to purchase from whoever they want. But they normally come back to us and say, what do you recommend? The nice thing is about a franchise is that, you know, the tagline of it is be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And mm-hmm. So these guys can come to me and say, I have a customer looking for this. They want to do this. And so we've really put down a process of being able to say, tell us what you want to do. Tell us what you're trying to accomplish. What does your customer want to do in the end? And then let's sort of work backwards from there and say, okay, what kind of content? What kind of software? How are we going to control it? And then finally moving into hardware to bring in the full solution. And we also really try to work in the rest of our things of being able to provide them with static signage as well that complements the digital.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have looked at this, the print sign industry for years now and written a little bit about it and said this is something that's going to naturally evolve within the industry. And I've had pushback from people who know the printing industry who said, those guys, as a rule, are just never going to get it. They're never going to get into this space. And I have watched some companies come into it and back out of it pretty quickly because they couldn't seem to get it together. So how is it different with you guys, and how is it going?
For whoever doesn't understand the history of the graphics industry and the print graphics industry, you know, when I talked about 30 years ago when we started in just cut out vinyl, we had little plotters that cut vinyl shapes out and letters out, and we applied them to things. And that was the way graphics were done. Slowly or quickly through the years, it moved over to being digitally printed. Now, I will tell you, in our network, the transition from cut vinyl to print vinyl was an extremely painful one. We dragged franchisees kicking and screaming into this. And now today, their cutter sits at the back of the shop, and yes, they have one. I would say they could count on one hand the amount of times they use it in a year. Almost everything's printed. They couldn't see their business working without being printed. That's the way that we're seeing the digital industry, and so we're trying to bring them in the same thing. Now, I think what a lot of sign companies out there are looking at, and I've worked for sign companies in the past, or traditional sign companies, and I think they still look at it as a hardware industry. They look at it as, well, digital signage is hardware. I go buy a screen, I'm good. They're missing the whole point that without the content, without the software, without the dynamic controlling, and without the interaction with the user, you lose it. The hardware is just plumbing to get it there. And so we've really tried to focus our network on being able to say, this is less about screens and this is more about content. And that's what really drives all of it. And so our adoption is still slow. I would say we've got 20% of our network that grabbed onto it, I mean, hook, line, and sinker, and they're gone. They're off to the races, and they're doing great. I mean, we've got some centers that 50-60% of their revenue is digital in some way, whether it's content, whether it's advertising, whether it's displays, whether it's software, whatever it is. And then we've got a large portion that is still kind of dipping their toe in it and looking at it. They're looking at our guys that are leading the charge in it, and they're slowly getting into it, and we're incentivizing them, actually monetarily incentivizing them in order to get into it because we believe in it so much. And then we've got a 20% that will probably never do it, and some of that is just the nature of the franchising industry. You're going to have some that just say, I'm going to do this, and that's it. And that's fine. That's their prerogative. But I would say that all of the new franchisees, and we're opening about 50 new centers a year, the new guys that come in, they know this is where the world is headed. Mm-hmm. The trick is learning how to do it. And the hard part of it is they come in and they're a new franchisee, they got to start making money really quickly. So they're going to use their core products to do that. And so then working in digital has been a challenge. It's working it into the workflow, working it into the designer's workflow, just understanding how it works. And so it's definitely been difficult, and I could see how a traditional sign company would have an issue with it trying to get it in, because some of them just don't get it, and some of them don't have a person that is dedicated to doing nothing all day but learning it, figuring out where the industry's headed, figuring out which road are we going to take and what are the best solutions depending on what my customer's looking for.
So what are the implications for a typical franchisee? If they're one of the new ones and they want to get into this, what's different about making that decision, yes, digital signage is part of my overall business, or no, I just want to be a traditional printer?
Their biggest, I would say, the implication and the probably the barrier is time, because the way I put it to them is lots of our guys can get into a lot of different kinds of business. They can go buy a router table and be able to route out signage, you know, three-dimensional signage. Those router tables are expensive. And I usually ask them, I said, if you went out and bought a router table and you've paid $80,000 for it, how much time would you spend learning how to use it? And their answer is always, well, whatever it takes. I said, digital's the same thing, except you don't have to make that big investment. You just have to spend the time to do it. And so that's their biggest barrier, is spending the time. We do a sort of a tandem training on getting them up to speed, number one, on the sales, and having their sales force, which we've really pushed our sales force to be outside. We used to be a business where people came in and bought signs. Now they have to go out and get them. And so we've got a sales force, an outside sales force, that are all employees of all the centers, of about 450 people in the U.S. right now. And that's growing. We're hoping to hit 500 by the end of the year. Those guys, we want them trained to just understand what digital is, what are the capabilities, and how do I sell it. Then on the back end, we need the designers to understand the content part of it, of creation and management. And so that's probably their biggest deal is at the same time that they're getting their salespeople up and going on it, they've got to get their designers and their back end house going on, understanding the back end and the content and the software side of it. And so those are really their biggest hurdles to overcome.
And I would imagine because most of your business is, or most Fast Signs business at the franchise level is small businesses?
I would say it depends on the franchise, but we've got guys that do business with, like I said, Fortune 500 companies. We've got them that do business for entire professional sports teams. They'll do the entire campaign all year for an NFL team or an NHL team. I would say our bread and butter is probably the SMB market, your 5 to 10 location businesses. You do have your small guys that are one location and they're looking for some little stuff, and that's fine. But probably our bread and butter is definitely the small to medium business is where most of our guys swim.
And when you're dealing with that market, my gut tells me and some experience that these are customers who are saying, why can't I just use a TV? Why do I need a special digital signage software platform or a particular media player? All those things. There's push on cost and technology when they think this is something they can execute after going to a Costco.
It is, and we battle this constantly. And some of them understand it. Some of them go out and try it themselves first. We had a university that went out and bought 30 screens from Costco because they felt like they could get them, and we supplied everything else. And about 6 months later, all 30 screens died in the same week. And they learned their lesson, and they came
synchronized.
Back. Synchronized. Yeah, synchronized. And so it's what I'm finding is what's interesting is it's as much of a training as it is for our people. We're having to train our customer even more with exactly what you said. We have to train them on there's a difference in the screens. And you know what? At the end of the day, if they really want to go out and buy a consumer-grade screen, they're welcome to. It's still not going to do what they want it to. And I'm finding more and more customers are actually coming back to us saying, I tried to do this myself, and I'm tired of banging my head against a wall. I want you to do it. And so some of them, we just have to wait. Some of them, we have to propose stuff. They come back and say, nope, I'm going to do it all myself. That's fine. And when you're ready, when you're frustrated enough, come back to us and we'll be happy to help you. And I'm finding more and more customers are coming back saying, I don't have the time to do this. That's the biggest thing is them understanding that, look, guys, you need to be spending your time running your business. Let us run your graphics. You let us do your print graphics. Why wouldn't you let us do your digital graphics? And so our deal is being able to show them content and capabilities that they can't do in-house. Then that's why they would come to us to do it. And so that's been the I would say the tug of war.
So in a lot of cases, it's the same thing that we're seeing across the industry where typical end user, typical customer, whether they are large or small, really would like a turnkey service because they don't have time to figure that stuff out or do it.
It is. And honestly, in the smaller end of the SMB market, and sometimes in the larger end, a lot of them still want a little bit of control. And so that's been what we've really been focusing on is almost a hybrid content creation and management model of them being able to do simple, basic stuff very easily. Yet we're able to come in and do the more complex stuff and help them with that scheduling. And half the times they end up just getting into it and saying, I just want you to do it.
Yeah.
I want the ability for me to be able to go in and control it. But at the end of the day, they're just going to call us and say, just take care of it. They want that control. And that's fine. So we want to make sure that we're presenting a platform and a solution that gives them that little bit of control to be able to do simple stuff and leave the complex stuff to us.
There's a bunch of costs involved in putting this podcast together. So I'm very grateful for the support this podcast will get from our new and sole sponsor, ScreenFeed. Here's founder and CEO, Jeremy Gavin.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. As content people, we love great content, and we think Dave's doing a great job with this 69 podcast, which is why we've offered to sponsor it. If you'd like to see the content that we create on a daily basis, head over to screenfeed.com and check it out. Let us know if we can help you in any project you're working on. And do me a favor, if you don't find what you're looking for, shoot me an email at jeremy@screenfeed.com. I'm always interested in new ways we can help. Now back to the podcast.
So is what your franchisees offering, is it pretty much vendor and platform agnostic, or do you have like a recommended set? And if so, how did you decide on those guys, given there's so many options?
I spent a lot of time going over platforms. When I came on here, we were set up with Scala, and we still have a Scala multi-network, our own sort of private server for it. And we have several customers and franchisees that are on that. And for some things, that solution works. You know, Scala is a very high-end solution that that requires some complexity and requires some training to do and requires some cost as well. And so for some things, that's a solution. We were looking for more of that. What do I get that I get into that SMB market? And so one of the things that we recently went on to, and we've got several of them, but I would say what we've been focusing on has been the Chrome platform. We've been working with Google on that. And what we've liked about it is that our hardware is lower in cost. But to me, the real strength of it is being able to switch platforms very easily. We manage all of the back CDM licensing corporately to help them make that the move into this much easier. But being able to say, you know, we'll start you out with this platform, and at some point, if your customer decides I now need more capability or different capability, we can switch, keep all the same hardware, and just switch to a different platform. And we're off and running to the races. I've looked at a lot of different CMSs. One of the CMSs that we've recently adopted and I'm really excited about has been SkyKit running on Chrome. And so that's been a very powerful platform that I think has the ease of use for a customer to use, but yet the back-end complexity for more powerful and more dynamic content.
And that's a software company out of Minneapolis, right?
Yes.
And they kind of got into digital signage, but they've been an existing digital signage, or pardon me, an existing software company doing other stuff for a number of years.
Yeah, it's Augusto. And so they've been doing this for a while, and they've got some really deep development, which is another reason why I was really attracted by what I saw in it. And we've looked at some other platforms. I mean, we've definitely looked at several others of content from Insteo and things like that. And so there's a lot of them out there. We don't necessarily land on one, but a lot of our guys are trying to say, let me focus in on a few that work. But Chrome allows us the flexibility to be able to move between them.
So do you have a sense that Google's in this for the long haul?
Whether or not they will continue the huge push with, I would say, digital signage, I'm not sure how they will do that. I do know that they're not giving up on Chrome OS anytime soon. I think it's too big in the education and the business market. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's taking over in those markets. And so as long as it keeps running and, you know, as long as the operating system keeps going, and I'm interested to see how it's starting to, I don't want to say merge, but how it's starting to interact and sort of bleed over into Android, I think is going to make some very interesting use cases. And in my opinion, the probably the biggest interaction that all software companies are trying to figure out is, how do I connect that screen on that wall with the screen in my pocket? And how mm-hmm. do I make those two talk to each other and go back and forth? That's, to me, is the coup de grace of all this. And so I think that platform is going to make that very interesting.
And the whole device management licensing bit of it, that I assume only really works because you're taking that on, as opposed to your local franchisees. Because I'm one of those guys who tried to, well, I did eventually get a Chrome device management license going, but that was a freaking nightmare.
It definitely is. And that was one of the, when we looked at doing this, Google lives in Google's world, and they look at it and say, well, it's really simple. All you got to do is just go ahead and get a domain and then activate it on your domain and then you know, change a few policies and lock it down and you're good to go. I'm like, well, that's nice in Google world, but in the rest of the world, in public, that doesn't work. And in Business USA, that doesn't work. They don't know how to do that. And so that's why we chose to take it on. And once you have the infrastructure set up and the system set up, it's very easy. It really does. It's quite powerful and make things very simplistic. But it does take someone at least making sure that everything's set up correctly on the back end. And so that was a process for us. It was definitely a learning curve. And the guys at Google have been very helpful on getting that up and running and getting us trained on it. But for the most part, our franchisees don't even dive into CDM because there's no need to. The box shows up, and if they want to switch it, then that switch is a matter of a few mouse clicks and then it's done. So,
and are you putting Chrome boxes out there or Chrome bits, or what, you know, what's really working? What are you happy with?
We've got a mixture of Chrome bits out there and Chrome boxes. Chrome bits have got a little less functionality. They've got some limitations on when the device goes off, it doesn't necessarily keep the clock. And so we've learned that a playlist, if it boots up without a connection, it doesn't know what date or time it is, whereas a Chrome box does. And so it's just one of those deals of understanding, you know, it's a less expensive device. It's a much smaller device. And so you got to take some things out of it. Well, that's one of the things they took out of it. And so it matters in digital signage if you're needing to have offline capability. And for a lot of our guys, that's big. For other guys, it's not. But for some things, Chromebits worked great. I've been really impressed by the power of it where I can put the same content up on both of them and really can't see a whole lot of a difference in the performance, which has been quite impressive. So that's been a that's been interesting to watch, but we've got a mixture of them. We've got as well as we've got Chrome bases in a lot of our centers as well. So
the all in ones.
Yep, and those work great for touchscreen units. And I loved your article that went out yesterday about the Whole Foods iPad dilemma, and that just to me strengthens the fact of why do I not use consumer devices in a commercial setting. Well, this is why. And, you know, why do I need to go to a Chrome base that's more expensive than an iPad? Because it's built for being in a, you know, it's locked down. You can't get into it. You can't do anything to it. And so it's just one of those deals of educating the public and educating the business world that there's reasons why we have this. We're not just doing it to make more expensive equipment. We're doing it because there's security and a public face that we've got to keep.
And the business for Fast Signs is really sounds like a services business. I'm sure you take some margin on the hardware, but you don't build a business around that.
It is managed services. There are some jobs that we get into where the customer's already got all the screens. We just come in and change out the media players, run the software platform, and it goes. There's some unique hardware solutions out there. We've been really big into kiosks, and we found some interesting partnerships with some kiosks that are portable, that can be shipped and have cases and that kind of thing that make it kind of nice for doing things like trade shows and stuff like that. And they're nice looking, but at the end of the day, without the right software and media player and content behind it, they're just a blank screen.
If you had to, or maybe you have the number, like in the overall Fast Signs estate, do you have any sense of the number of devices or nodes or whatever you want to call them out there that Fast Signs has done?
We've got, when I look in CDM, I've got probably north of 300 devices out there, and that's growing on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's early days.
Some of it is. Some of those are internal. We've been really strong in running. We use digital signage in our centers to advertise our other services, not just digital signage. We just use it as a product for us, which helps us sell it because we say, this is how we use it. This is how you ought to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a big believer in, you got to practice what you preach. You need to run it in your center. You need to have it going. And so when they walk in, which we don't have tons of walk-in traffic, a lot of it is like I said, outside business. But when they do walk in, that they're able to see that this is what we're promoting and this is how we're using it. And so it is still in the infant stages. I mean, I would say the dam has not broken yet, but there are a lot of leaks in it right now that I'm just sort of waiting for it any day.
And how big is your team? Are you the team?
It's me heading it. Yeah. for globally. We've got a lot of departments that help in this. We've got training that helps do training for our centers. We've got marketing, a large marketing department that helps do some of the marketing things and work on case studies and those kinds of things. And then we've got a tech department that works sort of on the technical back end. So, you know, I'm the point person on it, but we've got a lot of resources here at corporate that help bring all that together and pull from the different, categories that we need.
So this conversation kind of crystallizes my understanding of why the print sign business has not really moved very quickly to digital signage, because it's like a big investment in time at minimum to get people to understand and to really understand the ecosystem and the technology implications and everything else. It's not just something where you can say, okay, let's start doing this.
Exactly. I mean, it is a huge investment in time, and the I would say the harder part of it is because the nature of technology, it changes so fast. And I work hard to try and keep us focused and keep us going down a road that I believe is going to be a long, extended road. There are certain, I can definitely look at some different platforms that I had looked at in the past and am really glad I didn't follow those platforms because they're either gone now or they've gone a completely different direction. And so I'm real cognizant on trying to make sure that we are recommending and going down paths that are going to have a future and are going to be able to grow and expand as technology changes. I mean, the one thing I tell our network is that it's going to change. There's nothing I can do to control it. There's nothing I can do to stop it. The trick is that we need to be rolling in the right direction, that we can roll with those changes. And so I would say it's time is it. And that's something that in the sign industry, in the print and graphics industry, they don't have a whole lot of time. And so unless you've got somebody, you know, that's one of the strengths, one of the big strengths of a franchise network is that you've got that support. I hear from franchisees all the time that any of their other competitors, when somebody comes up to them and asks for something of, hey, I need this kind of, you know, interactive screen, there's no one they can call aside from calling a vendor. Whereas they can call us, they can call me at corporate and say, this is what I'm looking for. And I'm able to connect them with the right vendors and say, based on what you're looking for, this is the right solution. Let me pair you up with these different vendors and these solutions, and this is what you're going to bring to the table, and this is how you put it together. And that's what makes a franchise network strong, is having that support.
I would imagine the big vision, the big dream here, and the assumption is there will be a time when the great majority of the printed material that you see out in the wild in public venues and retail locations, everything else, all those posters, all that stuff is all going to be digitally delivered. Is that the idea?
It is. And you know, I have to be careful not scaring our network into that, you know, not using fear mongering, but mm-hmm. that is where it's headed. I do not believe that we will ever get rid of all printed products.
No.
We will always have print, but do I believe that digital is going to take a huge bite out of it? It is, and it is right now. It's just slowly chewing away at it, and it's all converting. And that's what's really pushing a lot of our network to do it, is when our franchisees, when their largest customers come to them and say, I'm looking to get into digital, they have to do it. They're some of their largest business, their largest chunks of business. So that's really what pushes most of our franchisees into saying, okay, I'm going to take the dive. I'm going to take the time, because I've got my number four customer that's getting into this. And I've had franchisees that have realized that they've lost business because they wanted digital, and if they didn't offer it to them, they're going to get it from somewhere. And then that's what we try to preach our network, is they're going to buy it from somewhere. They might as well buy it from you. And so it's an education, like I said, of the customer as much as it is our franchisees, of understanding how to sell this, what it is, what digital is, and how to make it the most effective and the most interactive and the most relevant possible.
Are there things you see on the horizon that kind of get you excited?
I'm really interested. I mentioned before, the reason I'm in this position is I'm a geek at heart. I love technology. I always have to have the newest device that's out. And so I'm interested to see how that starts to connect with the world of smartphones that are already here, and really the world of augmented reality that I think is going to be huge. I think it's going to change the way we interact with our world. And that is some of the technology. And that still comes back to content. However, it's less about hardware and it's all about software. And so that is really going to be interesting to see how that's where I start to get really excited, because I think it's going to be, I know that everybody refers to the Minority Report stuff, but I think it's going to be a little bit different than that. And I think it's going to be really exciting.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. That was a great chat.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Dave.
That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening and that you learned something. If you want to stay on top of what's happening and actually matters in digital signage, join thousands of readers who visit 16.9, that's 16-9.net every day. 16.9 the blog and now the podcast are both properties of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare bedroom in my house near Toronto. Thanks to our podcast sponsor, ScreenFeed, and thank you for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.